It is April 29th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, two videos from our FIA Boca 2022 Industry Leader Series, stories from the First Read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. ADM Investor Services announced that Tom Cadillac will retire as president of the firm after nearly 32 years with ADM and named John Stott to replace him. Stott is currently the group vice president, finance, corporate treasurer, and CFO of global technology of ADM and has been with the company for nearly 30 years. Cadillac has earned his retirement, guiding ADMIS through a myriad of challenges the industry has faced in recent years, all while keeping his calm, professional demeanor. Congratulations to Tom on his retirement, and welcome to John in his new role. Tom Chilotta shared on LinkedIn that today is his last day at RCM Alternatives and that he will be starting Monday as the COO of Prime Trading. Congratulations, Tom, on your new position. Deutsche Börse held its first ever Discover Day at its headquarters in Eschborn, where 30 children could experience their parents' workplace for a day. The agenda included an interactive presentation about DB Group, a tour and rally through its headquarters, career talks, and a guided art tour through its latest Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation exhibition. I really like Deutsche Börse's key message, which is that Deutsche Börse does not just have jobs for girls or boys, they have jobs for people who know what they can do and who want to share their skills with them. There's an Instagram report of the day you can see in today's newsletter. The NFA plans to move in 2023 to BMO Tower, the 1.5 million square foot office building recently completed at 320 South Canal Street. NFA has been at its current Chicago location since 2007, and its lease expires in August 2023. The BMO Tower will be the NFA's third home in 40 years since NFA was established. BMO Tower is a technology smart building designed for collaboration. The Security Traders Association has provided a replay of its March 30th Washington, D.C. Spring Update, Fintech and Digital Assets State of Play interview with Representative Warren Davidson, moderated by Josh Beck, KeyBank Capital Markets Equity Research Group, as well as fireside discussion on the state of play of digital assets with industry experts from Hudson River Trading, Grayscale Investments, and the Association of Digital Asset Markets, ADAM. You can watch both videos with the link in today's newsletter, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's the two videos from our FIA Boca 2022 Industry Leader Series. CBOE Chairman, CEO, and President Ed Tilley. Tilley's Boca update reflects on growth of exchange group and readiness for integration. Ed Tilley was happy to be back at FIA Boca International Derivatives Conference in March to see industry friends, clients, and competitors he had not seen since the pandemic hit in 2020. He said he appreciates the conference as an opportunity to catch up with happenings in the industry and with regulators. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Our second video is with Copper.co's Betty Sharples. Copper.co Betty Sharples weighs in on digital asset protection and navigating the regulatory landscape. Copper Co.'s Betty Sharples sat down with John Lothian News on the second day of FIA Boca 2022 to discuss industry growth, protecting digital assets, and her hopes for regulatory solutions. Betty Sharples is the Business Development Director for the digital asset custodian Copper.co, which launched in 2018. Since its inception, Copper has provided custody, trading, and digital asset services across 450 crypto assets and over 40 different exchanges. Sharples said that Copper's products and services all serve a purpose to bring prime brokerage to the crypto space. And watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Also, we have an ad from the FIA. IDX early bird rates to end on the 30th of April. FIA International Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6th to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving clear derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industry. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can sign up for this by clicking on the link and make sure you do so before April 30th. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Twitter Musk deal spread widens as traders fret over collapse. The deal spread rose to $5.09 per share by the close on Thursday after touching as much as $6.24 in early trading on Monday. The gap was $2.50, signaling that investors are increasingly nervous about the take private deal. The market is pricing in a roughly 80% probability of it being completed, said Aaron Glick, a merger arb specialist at Cowen and Company. The gross discount of Twitter's stock price to the 54.20 all-cash offer ending the day at roughly 10% also moved with Twitter swings Thursday after the social media firm reported revenue below analysts' expectations. My comment, there's a chance Mr. Market does not like this deal and will continue to pressure Mr. Musk via his holdings of Tesla. It could get ugly. Here is a story via Bloomberg. Crypto miners threaten frail energy grid at the end of the world. Crypto mining is expected to consume close to a quarter of all electricity supply in the Tierra del Fuego province, which includes the world's southernmost city of Ushuaia, in the next few months until October, according to a report by Argentina's state-run electricity wholesaler CAMMESA. Local officials warn that crypto mining, together with an already feeble energy infrastructure, is putting their energy grid at risk of collapse. The province's energy secretary, Moises Solarza, told Argentina newspaper Clarín that the province's main cities, including the capital of Ushuaia, are at their limit. And Jeff Bergstrom says, in Montana, a crypto firm bought all of the electricity from a coal-fired power plant that was slated to close. Now it is not closing and has caused CO2 levels to spike. Here's a post on LinkedIn from Bradley Katsuyama from IEX. IEX is on a mission to reshape finance, and we need mission-driven people. ICYMI recently announced plans to work with the incredible team at FTX to shape the trading technology and market structure for digital asset securities. The FTX partnership signifies our commitment and intention to have a meaningful impact on the future of digital finance, and we are building a team to fulfill this mission. Today, we're excited to announce the appointment of Florian Seiferer as Chief Operating Officer of our Digital Assets Group at IEX. My comment, why do I feel like IEX people are a bunch of Trekkies? To explore strange new market structures, seek out new life and new civilizations of data, and boldly go where no exchange has ever gone before. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Crypto firms poach UK cops into top jobs with triple pay. Coinbase chain analysis among firms employing ex-police. UK grapples with losing talent to crypto exchanges. Cryptocurrency exchanges, armed with cash and in need of regulatory experience, are poaching UK cybercrime cops with offers of double or triple pay. The National Police Chiefs Council, the representative body for all UK forces, says they're losing experienced cybercrime officers and staff at 3 to 4 times the rate of the rest of policing. My comment, pay off cops. I mean, pay cops to come work for you. Who would do that? Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top stories Thursday. We had a tie for the number 1 story Thursday between why I am still not taking crypto seriously, an opinion piece by Jemima Kelly in the Financial Times, and Robinhood's era of fun and games comes to an end from Bloomberg. The latter begins, it's the end of an era for Robinhood markets and perhaps financial markets broadly. Second was CFTC staff announces roundtable for non-intermediation from the CFTC. The roundtable will be May 25th. Third was mom and pop investors took a $1 billion bath trading options during the pandemic from Bloomberg. Here are the top 4 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Putin really may break the nuclear taboo in Ukraine. It seems unthinkable, but American leaders' failure to think about it heightens the risk it will happen. Sometimes a thing keeps nagging around your brain, and though you've said it before, you have to say it again. We factor in, but we do not sufficiently appreciate the real possibility of nuclear weapon use by Russia in Ukraine. This is the key and crucial historic possibility in the drama, and it really could come to pass. And once it starts, it doesn't stop. Once the taboo that has held since 1945 is broken, it's broken. The door has been pushed open, and we step through to a new age. We don't want to step into that age. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Crypto bill in U.S. House would limit SEC's reach over exchanges. The crypto industry's push to wrest jurisdiction away from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is gaining momentum in a proposal by a bipartisan group of House lawmakers. Republicans Representatives Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania and Tom Emmer of Minnesota joined Democratic Representatives Darren Soto of Florida and Ro Khanna of California to re-up a plan on Thursday that would bring exchanges that offer digital assets like Bitcoin directly under the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's purview. The CFTC's jurisdiction is now largely limited to crypto futures, and the SEC has upset coin enthusiasts by asserting that its stricter investor protection rules should apply. Here's a press release from ADM. ADM names new president of ADMIS. ADM today announced that John Stott will serve as the new president of ADM Investor Services, Inc., effective July 1st. He replaces Tom Cadillac, who announced his retirement after nearly 32 years with ADM. Stott is currently Group Vice President, Finance, Corporate Treasurer, and CFO of Global Technology of ADM. He is also a long-term executive of ADM, having served in a variety of roles at the company for almost 30 years. And then finally, another story from Bloomberg. Europe starts splintering in its response to Russia's threat. Europe's response to Russia's threat to turn off the gas if companies don't pay in rubles is starting to splinter. Poland and Bulgaria have already been cut off for failing to abide by Vladimir Putin's new terms. But Austria is confident it can keep the gas flowing, and Hungary says it has no choice but to agree to Moscow's demands. Germany appears to be pursuing a compromise and says the ball is now firmly in Putin's court. As payment deadlines come due to governments and companies are wrestling with the dilemma of bending to Russia's demands and strengthening Putin in his war against Ukraine or plunging their citizens into energy rationing. At stake is the European Union's credibility. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.